Bob told me that it takes about 17 minutes to read one zircon, and it is necessary to read dozens from each rock to make the data reliable. In practice, the process seemed to involve about the same level of scattered activity and about as much stimulation as a trip to a laundromat. Bob seemed very happy, however, but then people from New Zealand very generally do. The Earth Sciences compound was an odd combination of things, part offices, part labs, part machine shed. "We used to build everything here," Bennett said. "We even had our own glassblower, but he's retired. But we still have 2 full-time rock crushers." She caught my look of mild surprise. "We get through a lot of rocks, and they have to be very carefully prepared. You have to make sure there is no contamination from previous samples, no dust or anything. It's quite a meticulous process." She showed me the rock-crushing machines, which were indeed pristine, though the rock-crushers had apparently gone for coffee. Beside the machines were large boxes containing rocks of all shapes and sizes. They do indeed get through a lot of rocks at the ANU. Back in Bennett's office, after our tour, I noticed, hanging on her wall, a poster giving an artist's colourfully imaginative interpretation of Earth as it might have looked 3.5 billion years ago, just when life was getting going, in the ancient period known to Earth science as the Archean. The poster showed an alien landscape of huge, very active volcanoes and a steamy, copper-coloured sea beneath a harsh red sky.